Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that as you're preparing yourself for the month of September, the Lord says it's a time for you to begin to review all loans or debts or joint accounts and maybe even possibly areas of insurance. And yet God says it's going to be important that you stay on top of details. It's going to be important that you take care of any kind of bills or things of that nature. Take care of them ahead of time. The Lord says also keep informed about someone close to you, even their spending habits, and that's going to be key, and that's going to be important for you. And yet the Lord further says unto thee that around the 13th, the attention is going to shift, because I see God is dealing with your beliefs. He's going to deal with parent-type figures. He's going to begin to deal with areas of education and also learning. You'll also begin to see and know that as you're moving forward into the month of September, the Lord says that it's important that you begin to nurture value relationships, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says you're going to make a real breakthrough even around the 25th of the month. And yet God says also in the month of September, include quiet times in your daily schedule so that you can get your proper rest. And yet God says if you're always on the go physically or mentally, you can end up running the risk of becoming somewhat burned out. So use wisdom in that area, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you for this month of September, this is a very favorable month for relationships and partnerships. God says press forward in relationships and partnerships. And Father God says this is the season and the month for harmony and balance. I further hear Father God saying this is also the season to monitor your health. God says make sure you eat properly and get enough rest. And I feel Father God saying in the workplace, being mindful of power, possible power struggles with those in authority or those in the higher areas of work. I also hear Father God saying this is a season where he's going to call you to number your days and apply yourself to wisdom. Father God says this is the month to begin to promote your goals and plans. I hear Father God saying around the 14th of the month, Father God says make sure you begin to get your ideas out before those who are in authority. And I hear Father God saying this is your season of recognition and favor, and that is the word of the Lord.
Now, I want you to begin to prepare your heart and your mind as the prophetic team begins to come forth, and I'll be right back to tell you what else I see God is saying concerning you in this season that you're about to walk into.
God bless you, Sister Linda. Sister Linda, I hear the word of the Lord to you saying that there's going to be much increase and much joy, and God says that you shall prosper in the season, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Linda. I just hear God saying this is time for you to move forward. Let go of the old, remove it from your life, and go into the new and create your eternal now, your new beginnings. And that's the word of the Lord.
And Sister Linda, God says you should teach his word. There's a teacher in you. There's a teacher. You have a voice to be heard. And I see you speaking before many and on various platforms. And I see you even speaking to, like, CEOs, people in high places. God says, you shall walk among them. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Linda. The word of the Lord for you this evening. If God is granting you open doors, opportunities that's coming your way, Sister Linda, and in the opportunities that God has presented you, prayed and asked the Lord for direction. God said he's going to give you direction through these opportunities. Fret not. Fret not your heart because of evil doers, but fret, but trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy understanding, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Linda. I hear the word of the Lord say, do not make hasty decisions in this season, for Father God says not only does he have your back, all things are coming together for your good. And Sister Linda, I hear Father God saying this is the season of victory and new focus, and that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you once again, Sister Linda. This is a season of great peace, great joy, great satisfaction. Stay focused, stay diligent, and stay on the course, for you're going to see success coming as you begin to set your heart and your mind to some things that I've called you to do. And as you stay on top of things that are solid, things that are established, things that have great foundation, you're going to find that I'm going to bless you Watch what you get involved in. Don't get involved in things that is not of me. Things that promise quick returns, they are not of me. For you must stick to the tried and the true, for expansion is in store for thee. And I will give you great favor with people in power. I will give you favor with people that are in high positions, saith the Lord of hosts. God bless you, Sister Linda.